With the election 1 week from today, a new poll shows the race between Republican U.S. Senator Scott Brown and his Democratic challenger Elizabeth Warren a virtual dead heat. A Boston Globe survey gives Brown a slight edge, 45% to 43%. Meantime, tonight's fourth and final debate between Brown and Warren will not take place. Senator Brown pulled out yesterday, citing concern for the hardship faced by people in the path of Hurricane Sandy. Later, Warren agreed. The debate organizers, including WBUR, are negotiating to try and reschedule. So, how does all this affect the race? This morning, we asked Tufts University political science professor Jeff Berry. Good morning, Jeff, and thanks for speaking to Morning Edition.
Good morning, Bob.
What's your reaction to this new poll, at least in this particular poll? Seems like Senator Brown has erased Warren's earlier lead. What do you make of that?
There's reason to be cautious about any one poll, and the reason is that these statewide polls rely on very small samples, only about 500 people. So the margin of error is actually plus or minus 4 to 5 on each side. So what that means, if it's, say, 4%, it means that if Elizabeth Warren is, say, at 45%, the poll really means that she's somewhere between 41 and 49%. That's a big range. Probably more likely at the midpoint, but still, the margin of error is just that, and you have to take it seriously. What you can do instead of relying on any one poll, which is dangerous, is to look at all the polls. And of the last 10 polls that have been taken over the past 2 to 3 weeks, Warren is ahead in 8 of the polls, Brown is ahead in 1, and 1 is a tie. So that's where we stand. Overall, Elizabeth Warren is ahead by a little bit.
So you make this race very close.
It is very close. It's really about turnout at this point. And either side, both sides have an advantage in terms of turnout. For the Democrats, they have a bigger infrastructure in this state. There's virtually candidate in every state legislative race around Massachusetts with a Democrat, usually an incumbent. For Republicans, the advantage is the Republicans are more reliable voters than Democrats, so it's easier for them, Republicans, to count on their voters getting to the polls.
All right, now about the debate. What's your reaction to Senator Brown's decision to withdraw from tonight's scheduled debate? A good move or not a good move?
Strategically, I think it would have been better for Brown to have coordinated the cancellation with Ms. Warren, because the headlines here and around the country initially read, Brown pulls out of debate. So that looks like he was not terribly eager to face Ms. Warren, and Democrats are going to start to spin that really he didn't want to debate Ms. Warren because he lost the third debate.
Although we should pop in here and say that Elizabeth Warren's campaign put out a statement saying, with a concern for public safety and the cleanup paramount after the storm, Elizabeth believes the debate should not be held.
That's exactly right. She didn't look terribly eager as well, but by going second, she didn't get the headlines that he did. She may think that because she's ahead in most polls that she doesn't have a lot to be gained by rescheduling the debate, and therefore she may want to try to run out the clock.
So how do you think voters will react to the Brown-Warren decision not to have this debate?
I think people here are preoccupied with the lack of power in a lot of homes, and Hurricane Sandy has buried this story. So I don't think there's going to be a huge reaction. And I think that virtually all voters in the state have made up their minds. The polls show at best 6% are undecided, and a lot of those are people who are disengaged and aren't going to vote, and others are decided. They just don't want to tell the pollsters. So there's a very, very tiny undecided electorate at this point in the race.
So other than trying to get out their vote, which you talked about a little bit earlier, what can these candidates do with a week to go?
Well, I think these candidates are going to try to reinforce their message and pull a few voters, if they possibly can, away from the other candidates. I think Elizabeth Warren is going to try to tie Scott Brown to the National Republican Party, while Senator Brown is going to try to paint Elizabeth Warren as a strident, polarizing figure who will go to Washington and add to gridlock.
Jeff Berry, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Jeff Berry is a political science professor at Tufts University.